We have made a distinction between cyber resilience and internet safety along the lines of social techno systems theory. All that means is that there must be a consideration of both the device, the system, and the user. We've made that cyber resilience is about the device and the setup and how it is used, and the user is where we explore internet safety. On this part of the course, we're going to focus on the cyber resilience, and the reason that we've put that first is because there is much that we can control. A lot of the system, that's the device and the platforms, is down to the user, how they set it up and how they use it. Whereas with internet safety, there are a lot more factors that come into play, such as other people and their behaviours, which can impact the user. That makes internet safety a bit harder to control, harder to limit, and harder to take action about. Whereas with cyber resilience, we think this is an area that teachers can focus on, make sure learners are knowledgeable, and they have the skills to put into practice that which they learn. By helping learners to become more cyber resilient, they will be able to recognise, react, and recover to online threats. These are threats which are cyber dependent, meaning that they can only happen with the internet, unlike, again, internet safety issues such as cyber bullying, which is a digital or online version of bullying which already existed. So a lot of internet safety issues are behaviours that already happen, but can happen online. In terms of cyber resilience, they are only things that can happen when a device and the internet are connected. These include hacking, malware, and phishing. And we'll explore which each of those is and how we can take steps to recognise, react, and recover from them if required. So the really key part to take away from this is that we're going to be exploring cyber resilience, which is about how we set up, how we maintain, and how we manage a device, and that if we put that into practice, we can reduce some of the risks and threats to our children and young people when they are using internet-enabled devices. That's something it's a lot easier to stay in control of. There are less moving parts or outside influences, and for that, it's something that they, as we say, can stay in control of. And then we will explore internet safety in the next session, which has got a few more moving parts, as it were. Look forward to seeing you at the session, and hope this gives you a flavour of what we'll be exploring in a wee bit more depth.